No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2, starting 17 minutes late, which is pretty much on par for our normal schedule here of the Adam Carriker Show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got some surprise players, some walk-ons, some offensive linemen to chat about. Butler's doing his press conference, I believe, right now, unless they're, you know, a little bit late and haven't started, which has been part of the course the past couple weeks. Again, I think they're doing this little thing called practice and trying to get better. So we'll see how that unfolds. All right. Your friendly daily reminder, easy for me to say, the Carriker Chronicles football camp is this summer, July 9th, here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the LYF Lincoln Youth Football Fields. All right. Eric Crouch will be there. Amon Green, Zach Wieger, myself. I will announce the final coach on Thursday. Boys and girls, K through 8th grade. Autographs, t-shirts are included. All right. If you want your youngster to just learn the basics and fundamentals, there is, outside of a pure love of the game, there is nothing more important. If you want to take your game to the next level, these are the guys to chat with. All right. So, I hope the kids have a blast. I hope they learn a lot. Have a unique once-in-a-lifetime experience. If you'd like to learn more, go to CarrickerChronicles.com. If you'd like to register, go to CarrickerChronicles.com. You can sign up your kid, your youngster, your team, your group, your kid's group of friends if you'd like. Hopefully it'll be something they remember for a very, very long time. That's the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Learn more at CarrickerChronicles.com. All right. Back to Matt Rhule's. I thought it was a really good press conference. Okay. Most of his, there's interesting stuff to take from it. I thought there was a good amount to take from this particular press conference the other day. Again, John Butler and a couple of players are doing a press conference as we speak right now. Now, he told everybody in December on the team, all right, trying to get down to 105. They're around, I forget what the exact number was, 150 players, something like that. Okay, he told everybody in December what the right thing he thought would be to tell them. Basically, we get to 105. He was just honest with them. You're probably not going to be a part of it. Or, if it's a particular player, you have a really good chance to be a part of the 105. And then he would be frankly honest with some. You're going to be competing to be on the 105. He said a lot of the guys said that they are Huskers and they are staying until they are told to leave. All right, let's see. The next topic, basically he was just upfront. He was honest with guys. He was clear with expectations. Rhule did say he wants the NCAA to give some sort of relief to the players let go due to the 105 rule, which I think is fair. I haven't heard anything of the like, and it probably won't happen. But Rhule believes it should happen, and it seems fair to me. As we're sorting through this, I was going to call it the new era of college football. We'll just also call it insanity. I think this is something that would be fair, but doesn't seem likely. All right, if the settlement does not come out by Wednesday, the House settlement on the revenue sharing, etc., they will probably have to let guys know where they stand in the 105 very, very soon. All right, in the live practice, the offense had a lot of procedural penalties that they had on Saturday, 30-minute scrimmage. early on in the scrimmage, but they regrouped and fixed the issues. You expect a lot of false starts, like the O-line, especially with a lot of new linemen, a lot of guys out, guys stepping up, guys trying to earn play time. They're not going to be a cohesive unit just yet, so it's not shocking to hear that maybe there were some procedural units or penalties or false starts. You know, it's fairly common, especially early on in the spring, but they did tighten it up as it went along throughout the scrimmage. You said we look like a real physical team. That's what I want to hear. I want to be physical. I want to compete. Obviously, I want to win games. But right now, if you got a team that's physical, they're hitting people in the mouth and they're competing, that's what you can ask for right now. Because that's going to breed so many things. It's going to breed toughness. It's going to bring leadership. It's going to bring guys together. It's going to make guys better. It's going to create depth. It's going to help guys develop. Of Elijah Pritchett, who Jake and I both agree, probably the single most important transfer portal player we brought in. Has your mind changed on that?
I wouldn't say so. I think partially because of need, though I am interested. I looked at a list of a top 150 players in college football. One Husker made the list, and it wasn't Elijah Pritchett. It wasn't Dylan Raiola. So it was Dane Key. It was another transfer portal addition.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Interesting. I'm not surprised Dane made it. I think for me, when I look at the wide receiver room, even with Harley Gilmore gone, I'm like, it gets a little bit thinner with Gilmore gone, but I'm like, we've got guys there. You look at the offensive tackle spot, that's been one of the question marks all offseason. We're going to get to some surprise guys at that offensive tackle spot here in a sec. All right. Elijah Pritchett still has a lot of work to do, but has all the talent in the world. By the way, everything we've been saying all offseason. Pritchett is eager and willing to learn. Been a great kid and is doing his work, getting his work done in the classroom. All right, surprise player alert. Tyler Kanak, number 75, doing great at right tackle. Heard him talked about two different times now in press conferences. Really coming on strong, and I quote, no better representative of our team or culture, end quote. So when you think about a guy like Tyler, a guy who's not been talked about a lot, guys kind of flown under the radar. And Jake and I have talked about several times this offseason, we need some guys to step up at that offensive tackle spot. And I've said every spring, there's guys who step up, guys who develop, guys who surprise. And we need somebody to do that at the offensive tackle spot. When you hear about and we're going to mention another guy here in a second, Tyler Kanak, doing one of those things and looking like he may be one of those guys and a guy who's in contention for play time, starting position, adding depth, helping make us better. What's your reaction there, Jake? Because I was like, yes, this is the stuff we need to hear. Not the, we have one of the best D-lines in the country. We haven't even been in pads yet. Yeah, like that stuff to me is like great, but I'm like, gigantic grain of salt put in the water because I got to take it with a gigantic grain of salt. This is the stuff that gets me excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's like you said, depth and just more opportunities for these guys at tackle is going to be important, whether it be injuries, which we've had an injury-riddled offensive line these last couple of years, or, you know, just opportunity to play up. It's good news because when he transferred in from Utah, I was kind of thinking, okay, you know, and it was kind of stated he's going to still need some development before you can, you know, he's going to make a big impact. So I'm just kind of tracking it, trying to see when this was going to happen, and hopefully at some point it would. And that happens with a lot of young players. But he wasn't in the too deep for the bowl game. And he was just a name, a scholarship name that, again, I thought at some point would make that move. So if it wasn't last year, now at least, you know, making the move at this point.
Dude, this is a small world. So I've not seen Tyler without the helmet on. I just looked him up online. Okay, 6'6", 325, like you said, transfer from Utah, junior, knew all that. He goes to my church.
Oh, okay.
He said hi to me like three times.
Okay.
This is crazy. This is part of the reason linemen aren't known, because you got the helmets on. You rarely see them without the helmet. You don't know them as well. And I cover the freaking team, and I pride myself on knowing. This guy's like said hi to me, walked right by me like three different times. He's huge.
I was going to say he's 6'6", 325.
Like he sticks out in the crowd.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he must have played at Nebraska at some point in time. But I'm like, I've got my six kids. It's Sunday morning. I'm like, I gotta go visit with this guy just a little bit more. This dude is big. He's large, and he's surprising people in a very positive manner. All right. Rule brought up Grant Segrin. Rule says that as soon as Grant realizes he is a scholarship player, he is going to be something else. Rule says he weighs 315 and is an elite student. Has all the talent to be a starter, and I quote, big time player, end quote. So what if, first of all, I have a soft spot for walk-ons, okay? So I love this. Nebraska, walk-ons, Husker Power, the weight room, developing guys. This is what we've been known for a long time, and it hasn't been the same. Which is part of the reason we haven't had the same amount of wins. I love stuff like this. What if, Jake, I don't care who it is. I'll tell you right now, TJ Lateef comes in and he's playing better than Dylan. TJ should start. Now, do I expect that to happen? I do not. What if Brett Segrin and Tyler Kanak, the odds are probably pretty much against this because of things that have already, I don't want to say predetermined, but preconceived notions. Like, some guys are going to get more benefit of the doubt. Elijah Pritch is probably going to get more benefit of the doubt. Gunnar Gatula as well. But what if our starting tackles, because they earn it, come game one, Kansas City, Cincinnati, or Grant Segrin and Tyler Kanak?
I mean, it would be exciting as far as the development. Like you said, there'd be a lot of NIL questions around Elijah Pritchett if he doesn't start game one. But so that would be my one thing. They better show out if they did start over him.
Yeah, you better. You also got to start the best players. I love this. I love the under the radar guys. I felt like I was one when I came here. Before I came here and anybody gave two craps to this side of a monkey's rear end about me, I loved this growing up. That's what Nebraska was to me. It's one of the reasons I wanted to come play here. Let the best player win the job. Obviously, the expectation is Pritchett, Gatula are going to be main cogs in this O-line. I just get excited by stuff like this. Is there anything from the text line real quick up to this point in the show?
There's still people still going hanging on to that Colorado thing.
You got my attention. What'd they say?
Kupsker said neither of them did anything at Colorado. How many bowl wins do they have? I know they didn't get into the top 15.
Okay, Hunter won a Heisman. Easy now. Neither one of them?
Well, he said, I guess I can see Hunter since Deion bought him the Heisman, but I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Golly. All right, what's next?
There are Ashton Jetty fans out there still a little upset about
okay.
that way.
Okay.
And also Bones says, this is absolutely a name reward for Colorado. Cordell Stewart should have his jersey retired way before Sanders. It's just because of his name. He did nothing to deserve having a jersey retired. Ridiculous.
All right. I'm not going to. Jake's giving me the break. We'll go to break. We got more when we come back. I don't have a whole lot to argue. I don't know that you could say he did nothing. Like, he did win a major award. It's not like he did nothing. I still don't think it should be happening outside of Travis Hunter, but I do try to be fair as much as I can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got more to talk about when we come back. I think Jake's going to run out of patience with me if I keep going over on these segments. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.